down to Keeling, and this is Stopping to Notice. And today I'm going to be continuing my walk along Brighton Palace Pier. So there's a woman I've just walked past. She's got blue hair and these very long dangly earrings in silver and blue that reach her shoulders from her ears. And across her top is written in blue, sequins, disco. Here's a row of deck chairs, blue and white stripes and red folded up. So they look more like hammocks because they're lying on top of each other flat and sagging in the middle tiredly. Here's the carousel, look at this. So it says golden galloping horses, and of course, because it's still today, they're mid-gallop, so they're sort of leaping, all of them leaping all the time, forever and ever and ever, but they're not moving round and round, and there's no music today. It's really strange, look at these manes caught in a breeze that isn't there. It's funny because I only ever really see these things going round, so I don't notice how much they've been made to look like they're flying through the air. This is weird. So the fairground is not really open. I'm walking through it, but nobody's here. Helter Skelter. And then here's the horror hotel. Whoa. So these painted windows on the horror hotel with things in the windows, hands reaching out and teeth bared, and it's quite spooky. And there's a Frankenstein's monster standing at the front, this big statue leaning forwards, as if he's just about to start walking. And then you get to the end of the pier, and you can't get right to the end because there's more rides here, but you can see beyond this lacy balustrade just lots and lots of water. Far out to where the line of the sea meets the sky, and everything's very pale in this afternoon light, late afternoon light. You can see the posts of a wind farm with the blades of each windmill. There's something about it that reminds me of either a protective or invading army out at sea, creating a barrier somehow. And I know it's partly because I haven't got my glasses on, so they just look like structures, a bit fuzzy, but yeah, like sentinels or guards or something. Oh gosh. So there was a woman, and she was trying to touch the beak of a seagull, an adult seagull, big, that was standing on a bin on the pier. And she's reaching further and further her finger towards the beak while her husband tries to take a photo. And I was thinking, at some point I'm going to have to stop her because I think that it could bite her finger, right? Just as she goes to make contact with this seagull's beak, and I'm just getting close enough, the other man she's with says, "I don't think that's a good idea," or something like that, and she pulls her finger away. Two rust-coloured dogs run up Brighton Beach. They're quite far away from me, but the pebbles all together, although they're lots of different colours, altogether they make a kind of rust colour from here, especially when they're damp. So it's almost like two enormous pebbles are rushing up towards the drier part of the shore. Well, thank you for joining me on my continued walk along Brighton Palace Pier in East Sussex. If you enjoyed listening, then you can follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like to... yes. If you'd like to read more observations like these, then I'm on social media at Miranda Keeling. Bye.